And that takes us to 8:35 in the morning. The program's up front. My name is Brian Edwards-Seeker. Kat Brooks, suddenly taken ill this morning. She's fine, but she did not bring her germs in to share with the rest of us. She should be back in short order. June 23rd, 2018, about just over a year ago, DeJuan Armstrong, a tow truck driver who was supposed to spend the weekend in jail, died in custody in Santa Rita. Now, the sheriff's department initially told the Alameda County Board of Supervisors that the cause was, quote, believed to be the result of a drug overdose. Just over 1 year later, the county district attorney's office finished their investigation, released the results, and they flatly contradicted the initial statements from the sheriff's office on many, many fronts, from the timeline of the death to the cause, which the coroner found to be suffocation, partly because of restraints that the sheriff's deputies placed DeJuan in. This has sparked a significant escalation in the organizing over his case. We're joined now by Jose Bernal. He's a senior organizer and advocate at the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. I have to apologize. I'm in transit right now, so audio may not be so good.
Yeah, where are you going?
I'm going over. We're going to the district attorney's office, and we're going to demand that they immediately release the property of DeJuan Armstrong's family, along with all video footage, including body cam footage of what happened to DeJuan.
The district attorney's report on DeJuan's death seems like it was extremely detailed, contradicted statements from the sheriff's department about the timeline. They had said that his medical crisis happened during intake. In fact, it was more than 24 hours after he came into the jail. It points at the sheriff's office's use of restraints, a full-body wrap restraint, plus a spit mask, even though nothing in the investigation says that he was doing any spitting. I'm curious what you think about the overall level of thoroughness of the investigation itself. Are you happy that the district attorney is doing diligence?
Well, I have to question whether or not...
Yikes. Well, I think we just learned a lesson about doing... Jose Bernal, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Well, we're getting about half of every sentence. Go ahead.
Hello? Hold on. Let me... Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, question the report, because again, nobody has seen any video footage at all, nothing. There's also the fact that all of the deputies interviewed in this report, it says that they were interviewed on June 27th by the district attorney's critical incident team. So DeJuan Armstrong was pronounced dead on June 23rd. So we can do the math how many days after the fact. Deputy sat down with, investigators to talk about what happened after they reviewed, footage and consulted with their attorneys. And, yeah.
So what are your asks from the district attorney's office now?
Well, right now the ask is, first of all, there's been complete lack of transparency. If you can imagine being a parent, a brother, a sister, a child, and not knowing what happened to your loved one, for a full year, that is unacceptable. We cannot continue to allow that to happen. It's been one full year, and the excuse that they have given the family is that we can't release any information. Back in January, Sheriff Ahern, I was there when it happened, addressed Ms. Barbara, the mother of DeJuan Armstrong, when we tracked him down in Sacramento, and he stated to her that the video footage was going to be released once the district attorney completed the investigation. Well, the district attorney completed the investigation on the 24th of June. It is now July, and we still don't have anything. So what we are demanding right now is full transparency. It is not enough to release this report, and we certainly have a lot more questions with the district attorney's report, but right now we want his property and we want all of the video footage. We know that 66 video files exist.
Now, I want to be clear about this. Under California state law now, when the police kill someone, they have to release their footage. Does the law not apply to what sheriff's deputies do inside jails?
Absolutely not. The law, SB 1421, applies to all law enforcement agencies. The sheriff's department and the district attorney's office is not above the law. This is unacceptable. And yeah, to your point, they're violating state law.
All right, Jose Bernal, we're having some audio quality problems. Good luck at the district attorney's office this morning, and thanks for taking the time to speak to us.
Thank you.
Jose Bernal is a senior organizer and advocate at the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights, on his way to an action at the district attorney's office in Alameda County this morning, demanding the full release of, I believe he said, 66 video files from the day that DeJuan Armstrong was killed in the custody of the Alameda County Sheriff's Office. Again, district attorney's investigation has been released into that death and flatly contradicted early statements from the sheriff's department on several fronts, namely on the timeline of his death. They said it was during intake, the sheriff's department did. Turns out it was more than 24 hours after he entered the jail. Second, the sheriff had speculated to the county board of supervisors that he died because of a drug overdose. The coroner's report actually ruled that it was mechanical asphyxiation. He was suffocated by the full body restraint and spit mask that sheriff's deputies placed him in. But that video still has not been released.